It's Thursday, the 1st of June, 2023. Welcome to the Fast Five by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top five business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Morning, Michael.
Sean, I don't remember a news day as big as this one. We've got five massive stories to get through. Story number one, house prices across capital cities jumped by 1.2% during May, with Sydney prices now up nearly 5% since their lows, and Melbourne up nearly 2%.
Yes, the housing market has turned, no doubt about it. It was the third consecutive monthly rise from CoreLogic's National Home Value Index, and the acceleration is much faster than March and April. Sydney prices led the way last month, up 1.8%. That's the highest monthly gain since September 2021. The median dwelling in that city is now up 50,000 since the beginning of the year. Brisbane prices last month jumped 1.4%. Perth was up 1.3%. All the capital cities rose. Regional prices are also on a run, although not quite as fast as the capital cities. Perth, now the only capital where dwelling values have returned to record highs. Hobart values remain nearly 13% below their peaks. That's both sides of the spectrum. In Melbourne, the drop from peak to current levels is about 8%. Brisbane's 9%. And Sydney is 10%. But certainly the market has turned.
Yeah, so why is this happening, Sean? And I suppose the big question is, will it continue?
Yes, well, low levels of housing supply and strong levels of demand, not least because of increased immigration, together they're pushing prices up. For this time of year, inventories are actually 15% lower than they were last year, about 24% below their long-term average. Not as much stock on the market, more people, hence people are jumping in and buying. Auction clearance rates are really strong. We're seeing that fair bit of FOMO going on out there as well. Much harder question is whether it will continue. House prices won't keep growing at plus 1% per month. We know that. If we get a rate rise next week, which is possible, then that could curtail growth. But plenty of other factors to think about, housing supply, immigration. I think the short answer is don't know whether it will continue or not.
All right, on to story number two now. It was a big day yesterday with monthly inflation figures out. And Sean, it wasn't necessarily good news.
No, annual inflation hit 6.8% for the period to the end of April, up from 6.3% a month earlier. Not encouraging. When volatile items came out, it was about 6.5%. Now, there's a few technical reasons why the number was so high, but all in all, it was above expectations. Housing, food, transport, recreation, culture costs, all those prices rose sharply. The good news is that the trend for inflation is down. The bad news is it's still got a long way to go. Bond markets are now pricing in another 25 basis point rise next week. Equity markets seem to think the same thing. As a result, the S&P ASX 200 tumbled 1.6% yesterday. That's back to March levels, only just above where the bourse started last year. There's also some weak numbers out of China. That wasn't helping, certainly. BHP, Fortescue Metals, Rio, they all ended up much lower. The big banks, Commonwealth Bank, Westpac and ANZ all fell around 2%. Wesfarmers was off. The coal miners got hit. Rough, rough day.
Story number three, Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe was in front of Senate estimates yesterday, Sean, and the discussion ranged well beyond economics, with a central bank boss saying that PwC won't be doing work for the central bank anytime soon.
Yes. Now, Lowe said inflation in the labour-intensive services sector is proving persistent because low productivity and high wages growth are driving up unit costs. He said productivity is key to how a nation becomes wealthier. When he was speaking, it didn't sound like he was going to take his foot off the interest rate accelerator. He also talked about rents. He expects rent inflation to reach close to 10%, which would be the highest since 1989. It's going to stay elevated for some time, mostly due to lack of supply. While the population is increasing by 2%, the housing stock isn't. And part of that is because of all the regulations we had. As you mentioned, not going to employ PwC anytime soon. Also said that the bank's figures suggest that about 15% of variable rate owner occupier borrowers are likely to have negative spare cash flow by the end of the year. It means they're going to struggle to pay their home loans unless they pull back on consumption.
All right, slight change of pace now for story number four, an Australian garlic variety may be a preventative measure against COVID-19 and the common flu, Sean.
The research released by the Peter Doherty Institute shows that a certain Australian-grown garlic variety demonstrates antiviral properties with up to a 99.9% efficacy against the viruses which cause COVID-19 and the common flu. Now, the research was commissioned by the Australian Garlic Producers Organisation, worth keeping that in mind, but the extract is now being commercialized and will be able to be taken as a soft capsule supplement, something like a vitamin C tablet or a fish oil tablet.
All right, and story number five, we've been talking about this one for a little while now, and Sean, you said that this was going to happen, and it did. Chipmaker NVIDIA Corporation's market valuation yesterday breached the $1 trillion US dollar threshold. It's a big milestone, becoming just the fifth company to do so.
Yes, it rose about 8%. It fell back a little bit, but it hit that $1 trillion territory. Only four other companies, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft, have done that. Fewer than 10 companies globally have achieved that distinction. NVIDIA, of course, is riding the artificial intelligence obsession. It is the world's biggest maker of the specialized chips needed to power a new generation of AI products, just as things like ChatGPT goes off. Everyone's talking about ChatGPT. Companies want to use it, hence great news for NVIDIA.
All right, there we go. The top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Thursday, the 1st of June, 2023. Remember to hit follow on the podcast. And if 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed, wherever you listen to podcasts. Join us online as well on LinkedIn, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast Five by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.